Hey, all right, friends, we are back for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness, and we are in Arizona, and it was snowy over the weekend. Hope y'all had a great one. It snowed. I was at the Black Canyon Ultras, 100K and the 60K, and quite the experience to see a start line with snow in Arizona, and mud, and frozen footsteps, and all those good things. It did end up being a gorgeous weekend. The sun came out. It got warm-ish. It got windy-ish. Had a great time at Bumblebee Ranch and then at the finish line, and even got to pace my good friend Emily, who I think it's episode 18, one of the early podcast episodes she was on, one of the first people I interviewed. And that was so much fun. We had a blast moving through the dark for the last 11-ish miles of that course. So to everybody out there who's listening that was in that race, congratulations, whether you finished or whether you just got out there. It was quite the challenging morning with a 2.5-hour delay starting the race, some issues with things going on, and then about 8 straight miles of mud. Lots of people feeling their adductors from trying not to slip over that time. But yeah, we're back here in the desert. It is February the 12th, and I'm recording this. It is going to be a beautiful, sunny day. Don't know how warm it'll get, but beautiful and sunny. There is snow on the mountains that I'm looking at to the north and the east of me. And I got out on a run this morning. It was a nice, fun, just mellow, chill run. Did about 7 miles, and I saw a bunch of little geckos or little lizards. And I thought, that's probably a sign, because after the first one, I thought, that's all right. But then by the third one, I was like, well, I should probably take a look into that and see what the message might be. These were small little lizards. I would call them geckos, because that's what I learned first. But then the more research I did, discovered that geckos are in Hawaii, and there's only 8 species of lizards on Hawaii. Very interesting stuff. But these ones are about the size of my baby finger, so 2-ish inches long, 2.5 maybe, 3, somewhere in there, just running around on the trail. Didn't see any bunnies, didn't see any javelinas, just the normal saguaros out there on that trail. And you can hear how windy it is behind me with the wind chimes going along. And I've got 2 canine friends looking at me holding a ball, so hopefully we don't get harassed too much while we're recording this, and we'll play afterwards, because it's break time. But okay, the lizard. So the closest thing I could find to geckos was the lizard, and lo and behold, it's from the medicine card deck by Jamie Sams and David Carson, which I regularly use, and I actually did not bring that deck with me on this trip, and turns out that is one thing I would have been using a lot, so oh well. Brought too many clothes, so that probably counters it, right? Figures. Anyways. So the lizard, and here we go. Lizard is dreaming. Lizard sat lolling in the shadows of a big rock, shading himself from the desert sun. Snake crawled by, looking for some shadow to coil up in and rest. Snake watched Lizard for a while as Lizard's eyeballs went side to side behind his enormous closed lids. Snake hissed to get Lizard's attention. Slowly, Lizard's dreaming eyes opened and he saw Snake. "Snake, you scared me. What do you want?" Lizard cried. Snake spit his answer from his forked tongue. "Lizard, you are always getting the best shadow spots in the heat of the day. This is the only big rock for miles. Why don't you share your shade with me?" Lizard thought for a moment, then agreed. "Snake, you can share my shade spot, but you have to go to the other side of the rock, and you must promise not to interrupt me." Snake was getting annoyed. He hissed, "How could I bother you, Lizard? All you are doing is sleeping." Lizard smiled knowingly. "Oh, Snake, you are such a silly serpent. I'm not sleeping. I'm dreaming." Snake wanted to know what the difference was, so Lizard explained. "Dreaming is going into the future, Snake. I go to where the future lives. You see, that is why I know you won't eat me today. I dreamed you, and I know you were already full of mouse." Snake was taken aback. "Why, Lizard, you're exactly right. I wondered why you said you would share your rock." Lizard laughed to himself. "Snake," he said, "you are looking for shade, and I am looking for shadow. Shadow is where the dreams live." Lizard medicine is the shadow side of reality, where your dreams are reviewed before you decide to manifest them physically. Lizard could have created getting eaten by Snake, if he had so desired. Lizard is the medicine of dreamers. Whether dreamers smoke you or dream you, dreamers can always help you see the shadow. The shadow can be your fears, your hopes, or the very thing you are resisting, but it is always following you around like an obedient dog. If Lizard dreamed of space in your cards today, it may be time to look and see what is following that wants to be, what is following along behind you. Is it your fears, your future trying to catch up to you, or is it the part of you that wants to ignore your weaknesses and humanness? Lizard may be telling you to pay attention to your dreams and their symbols. Make a dream log and record all that you remember. Be sure to pay attention to each individual symbol or recurring pattern. If you do not remember your dreams, you could try setting a music alarm for 2 or 3 a.m. Or you could try drinking a lot of water before bedtime and allow your bladder to wake you up. Dreams are very important. Pay attention to them. And that's the lizards. Some of the other things that I found discussing lizards, noted that lizard was a symbol for wisdom and good fortune. The symbol of death and rebirth. Connected with snakes fairly frequently. Used in love charms in Europe, but also sometimes could be a sinister thing. But I like the dreaming aspect. And after I read that, I pondered for a while. There are, I'm sure like many people, the new year started off. I do my new year starting my birthday, and that's always a time for me for reflection and to consider what I'm working towards. If you listen to any podcast with Realist Idealists, on what question I want to live for the next while. And it's coming up as well on my transition from the desert back to the high ponderosa forest and the summer adventures that are shaping up. As for exactly what summer adventures, that's to be determined, because there's a big fall goal coming up, 100 miler. But when I read The Lizard and I thought about that, I thought this might be a good time to start writing out and journaling down things that I would like to experience, things that I want to try, adventures I want to have, what to manifest financially, what to manifest for living and whatnot. And I also thought it'd be a good time to look back on what I had done for the last year and see how what I thought I would like to experience and accomplish, how those came out, because some things I look at fairly frequently, some I don't. And the whole idea of dreaming too, you know, we're going into our subconscious. What is showing up for us? What is in that part of our consciousness that we're not consciously, that was a lot, not consciously aware of, but that can impact us? You know, what are maybe the subtle fears or the subtle longings that we have, which do show up to us in our dreams? And a lot of things I've been looking at recently and a lot of practices I've begun using in my own life are sort of writing out what you want to experience, you know, setting what do I want to see when I open my eyes in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, what do I want to feel in that time period? You know, who's beside me? Who's out there on the adventures? How does my body look? How does my body feel? What am I doing for entertainment? What have I done? Who am I connected with? These are some bigger and deeper questions, but it's a good way to open things up. And as well with dreaming and bringing dreams into fruition, how are they going to be? You know, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to finish a 100 miler, but if you don't change and start taking steps towards those goals, you're not going to take the steps toward it as the goal moves closer to you. Think of it as if you're climbing a mountain. You know, the mountain is there. I'm looking at a beautiful mountain right now. If I just think about climbing that mountain, say I'm going to climb the mountain, nothing changes. But when I start taking the concrete steps, the physical steps, walking towards it, that mountain gets closer. So for the goals, for the things I'm working toward, things you might be working toward, what are you dreaming? But are you actually taking steps to bring those things into your life experience? If you're looking for a relationship, are you taking steps to maybe heal some of your past traumas? Are you taking steps to put yourself out there, go and meet people at group events, join a dating app, something like that? If work's not going well and you've been dreaming of changing a job or dreaming of having a flexible schedule or being a massage therapist, are you taking those steps? Are you, you know, updating your resume? Are you looking to see what's available? Are you taking opportunities to network? Are you perhaps going back to looking at different forms of education that can bring you into being a massage therapist, heavy duty mechanic, energy healer, event crew, accountant, whatever it might be. Are you actually taking those steps? And you know how I see and feel this lizard medicine and working with dreaming is, when I close my eyes, what do I visualize? And then back plan from there. What do I need to do? If I'm going to take a chunk of time off, or air quote off, to focus on training and adventuring and making new connections and grounding myself in the desert, that requires some amount of exchange and amount of management for that other time, so that I can have this free time to do things. I can be in these beautiful places. I can spend part of the year in a beautiful place and the other part of the year in another beautiful place and be outside adventuring in the sunshine over 90% of the days. So that is very attractive. Perhaps you're out there and things haven't gone how you anticipated they would this year. Maybe it's been a tough start to the year. Maybe it's been a tough couple months. Things aren't looking so great. That's okay. We can refocus and we can bring this. I feel like just the idea of dreaming and thinking about, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to go see castles in Europe. I want to go see this. I'm changing that wording to I am going to, or I'm going to, or I'm on my way. Maybe you start a savings account for something. But focusing on, you know, even if it's a down period, that's okay. What can you look for a value, and how can you then take some proactive steps to changing the situation? You know, if your job sucks, you can start looking for a new one, start networking, apply for new ones, interview for new ones, get a new one. Complaining about it's not going to really help. So, there you have it. That is the lizard. When I think of it even as well, lizards bring up ideas of sitting in the sun and relaxing and sunshine. And, you know, here we are. It's February here now, starting to warm up and starting to get sunnier. And you can feel it a little bit each day. And I can look around and see all this beautiful desert that's starting to green up. The Ocotillos have little leaves on them now. There's poppies growing in the yard here. The palm trees are turning green. The desert, just the side of the highway, has got grass on it now, which is such a change after not seeing any of that for the past couple months. So, you know, things are moving. Springtime is coming. New energy, new flow, wood element. We're in the year of the wood dragon. So what all change and transformation is that going to bring? The lizard's message of dreaming, perhaps it is a time to dream new things into reality and to experience those new things and experience that transformation. Perhaps. In the meantime, I hope you all are doing well. I am going to do some stretching, do some mobility, do a little weights, and then head out for an afternoon run so I can be warm. I said Black Canyon was a lot of stuff, but that's also something that I dreamed of. I dreamed of actually doing that a couple of years ago when I first heard of it, and then ended up doing it last year and was out there this weekend volunteering and pacing and unofficially crewing for a few people, and that was a really good time. So perhaps next year's dream is to run it one more time and then call it good, or perhaps just go out there and hang out and meet cool people and do cool stuff. Okay, but I've got a couple of canine companions out here harassing me with a ball, so we're going to end this one today as the windmill spins and we think of Black Canyon. But, you know, the last question for you, what are you dreaming of? And, you know, we also think of the thoughts that we have lead to the reality that we experience, and where thoughts go, energy flows. So if you can bring those positive thoughts out, if you can even get something to neutral, that can really help if you're in a low or feeling down period of life. So good vibes to everyone out there. Hope you all get some sunshine today. Hope you all who might be in frigid environments do get some sunshine, do get some warmth, or at least have a warm fireplace or something to connect with. And as always, I hope everyone gets a chance to be outside. It is wonderful to feel the cold. Well, I feel the cold air on my face. It's wonderful to be in the sun and feel the warmth of the sun on on my back, on my butt, on my legs in shorts right now. So working on my tan. But yeah, I hope we can all dream what we would like into reality and experience that. So until the next week, friends, hope you have a wonderful day. And as always, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, whatever it is that Google uses for Androids. If you enjoyed this, appreciated this, leave a review, rank the stars, do a little thing, subscribe, and more people can find it. So look forward to chatting again with more people. We'll have some more guests on here soon. And have a wonderful day. Opt outside, and we will catch you for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness podcast with Greggy. All right. Take care, friends.